Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Christian author and speaker, Troy Black. We're praying that, as you listen, God will reveal His love, grace, and truth to you in a deeper way. After listening, don't forget to connect with Troy on YouTube and Facebook. May this message from Troy inspire you in your walk with Christ.
Hey y'all, this is Troy Black. So if you can read what my shirt says, it actually says, "Fear is for others." I don't know if you can read that or not. And this is a picture of Bruce Lee here. I felt like this is an appropriate shirt to wear during this time, especially when it seems like every single time we turn on the news, every single time we look online or whatever it might be, even when we're talking to other people, there's so much fear surrounding this issue of the coronavirus. If you saw my video I posted last week, the main thing I was talking about was what God says in response to the coronavirus. And the main thing in God's word that He says in response to every situation, every fearful situation we face is, "Do not be afraid." So if you haven't watched that video, go back and watch it. But what I want to talk about today is I actually want to talk about three specific things I felt like the Holy Spirit shared with me right now, literally like half an hour before I sat down to shoot this video. I felt like He gave me three more things that God is actually saying through this coronavirus pandemic, this crisis that we're facing. And the first thing I feel like the Holy Spirit said to me is that God is going to use this, and He is using this as an awakening. And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily so much an awakening. I believe it can be awakening for unbelievers, you know, for those that don't know God. But what I believe He's specifically talking about is it is an awakening, and God wants to use it as an awakening for those who know Jesus Christ, for believers. God is calling us to wake up. He's calling us to wake up to the truth of God's word. He's calling us to wake up to the reality of God's Spirit. And here's what I mean by that. You know, when we look in the Bible, there's so many things in Scripture that that people disagree over. There's so many things in Scripture that people get mad about. I mean, I've read the Bible this year, and I've read things that Jesus Himself has said, and I've gotten mad about it. You know, I've said to myself, "Jesus, how could you say that? Right? Like, why would you say that?" And what we have to realize is that when we read things that Jesus says or the Bible says that we disagree with, we have to go back to the truth that God is loving, God is good, and He is way smarter than we are. You know, He says His thoughts are so much higher than our thoughts. And so when we read something in Scripture, or when God says something, even when the Holy Spirit speaks a truth to our hearts, you know, in prayer or in worship, if we say, "Ugh, that's scary, God, I don't want to do that." You know, like, I don't want to step out and witness to somebody, or I don't want to pray for this person to get healed, you know, but if the Holy Spirit is leading us to do that, we have to come back to that truth that God is perfect and He is wiser than we are. And so when something feels wrong to us, but we know it's God's truth, I think the first thing we do a lot of times is we go to the intellect and we say, "I can figure this out if I just think about it long enough." But where God is calling us to go is to humility. Jesus says you can't even enter the kingdom of God if you don't become like a child. How much more than should we be operating like children inside of the kingdom of God? So I believe God is calling us back to that childlike state of faith and saying, it's time to quit playing games. It's time to quit going to church for church's sake. You know, and one of the things that this coronavirus issue has caused is it has caused churches to shut down. We can't even go to church anymore. But the truth is, at least for now, but the truth is, we are the church. Church is not closed just because the coronavirus has shut the doors of physical buildings. So I honestly believe God is calling the church to wake up to the reality of what His Spirit wants to do right now. Not just what's been done in the past, not just what, you know, what has happened in the church tradition or anything like that. But He's saying, are you right now? Are you waking up, and are you seeking Me with your whole heart? And I'm not saying that in a condemning way. I'm not saying that, you know, in a "I'm doing this perfectly and you're not," you know, perspective. I'm saying this to myself too, because I really truly believe these are the things that God is saying to me as well. And so if you're in that place right now, I just encourage you to get into the Word every single day. You might have extra time on your hands. I don't. I'm actually working more now than I usually do. But if you have extra time on your hands, use some of that time to get into God's Word, to humble yourself in His presence, and to begin to allow Him to speak to your heart in a new way. So the second thing I believe the Holy Spirit gave me today to share with you about the coronavirus is that God is using this crisis to present opportunity to the body of Christ. And here's what I mean by that. God is giving us an opportunity to shine. He's giving us an opportunity to present the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who need it, who desperately need it. And I just want to share one example of that. If you watched my video I released a week ago on the coronavirus, you know, a few days before that, I sat down and I was getting ready for bed. And I opened my laptop and I started watching a worship service. And it was probably about it was already 11:30 at night. And I thought to myself, oh, it's so late. I'm only going to watch maybe 20 minutes of this and then I'm going to go to bed. 3 hours later, I could not stop watching it. I literally went to bed 2:30 in the morning or 3 or something, because I'm sitting there and suddenly I'm watching the service and I just start worshiping along with, you know, it's pre-recorded, it's from years ago. I start worshiping along with these singers on stage, you know, in this video, and I just start feeling the presence of God so strong, and He begins to speak to my heart, and I got so excited in that moment. But I honestly believe that God did that on purpose. He was preparing me for what was about to happen, because literally only, you know, a couple days after that, the whole coronavirus thing, you know, starts happening online and we start seeing more news about it and we start realizing the reality of it coming here to the States and everything. And so I was, I started talking to other believers during that time, and there was so much fear, you know, not everybody, but some people, it sounded like there's so much fear involved in what they were saying. And in my mind, I'm thinking, why are we afraid of this? And I honestly believe, you know, I'm not always thinking like that. I'm not always full of faith all the time. You know, I'm not perfect, but I believe God was preparing me for this beforehand. So I'm literally in this spiritual high thinking, oh my gosh, there's nothing God cannot do, right? God is so amazing. His presence is so incredible. And then it gets to that point and I'm like, man, we need, as the body of Christ, we need to respond to this as an opportunity to reach the lost. And so I created that video and I just want to share with y'all and kind of let you celebrate with me. I've seen people respond to that video already and let me know that they've given their life to Jesus Christ because of what God said to them through that video. And that just excites me so much. And the reason is because that's the very reason I'm here doing what I'm doing. I'm not here for any other reason than other than to build the kingdom of God, to respond to what God has given me to do. And, you know, I'm not great at doing what He's asking me to do all the time, but I'm just trying to be obedient. And I believe that's what God is asking the body of Christ to do right now, is to respond as if this were an opportunity, not as if nothing bad is happening, not as if we should not mourn with those who mourn, because yeah, there are really sad things going on right now. And I'm not talking about, you know, putting on this fake smile and running around everybody should be happy all the time, because everybody shouldn't be happy all the time. But if we have Jesus Christ living in our heart, then we have life to the full that we are able to share with other people. And when they say to us, why aren't you afraid right now? We can say, because God has taken my fears away through His Son, Jesus Christ. When He came to earth and when He died on a cross for my sins, He took my fear away. My fear of punishment is completely gone. My fear of God's wrath is completely gone. Even my fear of death is completely gone through what Jesus Christ did for us. And then, you know, some people are going to respond to that and roll their eyes or whatever. It doesn't matter. But at least they're going to hear, you know, a seed is going to be planted in their heart, a seed of the truth of the gospel and a seed of someone seeing Jesus through you. You know, I've had people say to me before, what is different about you? People should be saying that to us all the time. So my practical encouragement to you about this is just to wait upon the Lord and just say to God in prayer, God, is there an opportunity you've put in front of me right now? Maybe to witness to one of my neighbors, maybe a family member, maybe someone I'm around all the time that I'm, you know, in close proximity with now that I'm usually not around, whatever it might be. I just encourage you to go to the Lord and let Him give you those creative opportunities. Let Him direct you to those people who need to hear about the love of Jesus Christ, the grace of God, which is freely available to us, to every person who accepts it, to everyone who turns away from sin and to Jesus Christ.
This is Troy Black. I pray the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. We'll get back to the message in a second, but I want to take a minute to tell you about how you can support this ministry. I'm able to create videos, books, podcasts, and other materials because of faithful supporters who value my content and who want to help me share the gospel with as many people as possible. All I ask is that you would pray about becoming a part of the work we're doing. Learn more by going to troyblackvideos.com. I hope you're blessed as you continue listening.
The third thing I want to share with you, this is the third thing I believe the Holy Spirit gave me today, it's something that God is saying about the coronavirus, and it is that these are birth pains. And if you know the reference I'm talking about, the Bible talks about how in the end times, in the last days, we're going to see, you know, the crazy things that are happening in the world, the economic crises, maybe the wars and famines, that kind of stuff, even things that have to do with the environment, natural disasters and catastrophes. We're going to see those things getting more and more prevalent in our world. And this is just part of that. I'm not here preaching a message of Jesus is coming back, you know, this year or tomorrow or anything like that. I don't know when he's coming back. You know, Jesus says we're not going to know the day and the hour, but he did say we are going to see obvious signs. You know, the closer that day that we get to that day, the more obvious the signs are going to be. And I can't think of one time in my lifetime that something like this has happened where the entire world has had to respond in the way that we're responding right now. But with saying that, instead of allowing that to cause more fear to rise in your heart, God doesn't want that to happen at all. Jesus, you know, immediately after he talks about in John, he talks about the end times. Immediately after that, Jesus begins to talk about how he says to his disciples, do not let your heart be afraid. Do not let your heart be troubled. You know, Jesus is saying, even though you know the truth of what is happening right now, you don't have to be afraid. And Jesus even shares with his disciples and with us about the truth of how he has sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, to be our comforter, to speak to our hearts. He even says that he will explain the truth of God to us. And so if we're in a state of confusion or fear, or, you know, maybe even we're angry right now at God for allowing this to happen, whatever it might be, when we go to God and we say, God, whatever you're wanting to do right now in my heart, I'm just asking you to do it, Lord. I need your Holy Spirit to comfort me. I need your truth to comfort me, not just the news. It's so easy to turn to, you know, an article that says, oh, things aren't as bad as they seem, and try to get comfort out of that when God is wanting us to turn to him. He's wanting us to turn to him personally and say, God, I need you to walk with me personally right now. I need your Spirit to speak to my heart right now. I need to find you, and I need to find your comfort today. And the other way I believe we should respond to the truth that these are birth pangs. You know, the earth is responding to the fact that Jesus Christ is going to come back for his bride one day. And the other way I believe we should be responding to that as believers is we should do the first two things that I talked about. You know, that we should be willing to allow the Spirit to call us to an awakened state. We should be, if God is trying to, you know, maybe you've never heard the voice of the Holy Spirit before in your heart, and you're going to get to some point, I believe, some of the people watching this video right now are going to look back at the coronavirus crisis and they're going to say, that was the first time I heard God for myself. Or some people, you know, I've never prayed for someone and seen someone healed before. And some people watching this video right now are going to look back at this crisis and say, that was the first time I prayed for someone and I saw God show up and do a mighty work in front of my eyes, in my life, not just something I read about, you know, that happened a long time ago or that happened for some missionary on the other side of the world, but something that God did and used me to do today, right now. And so, I honestly believe we should, as Christians, we should always be looking back, you know, and saying, wow, look what God has been doing. We should always be able to look back and see what God is doing, but we should also look forward with expectation at what God is going to continue doing. And we should also allow the fact that these are signs of Jesus's imminent return. We should allow that fact to remind us of what Jesus has said about the Great Commission, about the commandment that he's given us as the body of Christ. You know, and what I love about Jesus's commandments is the Bible says that his commandments are not burdensome. So this is not something that is, you should do this or else. This is something that this is the best way I can phrase it, is when the life of Jesus Christ is filling our hearts, when the love of God, you know, the Bible says the Holy Spirit pours out God's love in our hearts. You know, have you ever seen someone fill up like a cup full of juice or milk or something, and where they pour it literally all the way to the brim and then it begins to overflow? That is what God's love should be doing out of our hearts right now. The more that we are seeking Him, the more that we're allowing His word to saturate our minds and our hearts, the more that we are abiding in Christ and spending time in God's presence, the more, you know, that we are literally just responding to Him in faith. It is not, this is not a walk of effort. This is a walk of faith. It's literally just a walk of, I'm choosing to believe God today, whatever He says, and then I'm going to leave the rest up to God. You know, the weight is not on our shoulders to make something happen. The weight is on God's shoulders. And Jesus actually already carried the weight of the world on His shoulders when He died on the cross. So when we step into that fullness of life, you know, that Spirit-filled, abiding in Christ walk, we get to literally just overflow with the good news. We get to say, man, God is so good. And even during this hard time, He has been doing some amazing things. And I just want to share that with you. You know, I just want to share where this life is coming from with you. And it's coming from Jesus Christ. So I'm almost done, but I want to say one more thing. My youngest daughter, Laura Lee, she's 2.5 right now. And every time she sees me wear this shirt, which says fear is for others, she sees the picture of Bruce Lee here. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a blurry picture. But every time she sees that picture, she says, "That's you, Daddy. That's you." Anytime someone compares me to Bruce Lee or gets me confused with Bruce Lee, I take that as a compliment. So, you know, I laugh about it. It's hilarious. But I've tried to tell her, no, this is not me. It's Bruce Lee. And every time she just says, "That's you, Daddy. That's you." And I honestly believe that is what people should be seeing when they look at us as believers. When they look at us, they should say, that there's something different here. I don't know what it is, but when they find out what it is, they realize they were seeing Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible actually says that we should walk in the same manner in which He walked. That verse might blow your mind. When I read that for the first time, I said, wow, I'm not walking like that. You know, I'm not walking the way that Jesus walked. But that is what the Bible actually says. Go look that verse up and read it for yourself. And if you don't believe it, and you know, when you face hard verses like that, ask God to help you to believe those verses, and He will. He will show up personally, and He will help you to walk in faith, and He will help you to beat fear, no matter if it's the coronavirus or you know, financial crisis, whatever it is. He will help you to kick fear to the curb and to begin to walk in faith every single day. I love y'all so much, and I'll see you next time.
You can connect with Troy Black on YouTube or Facebook. For more content from Troy Black, or to find out how you can support this ministry, visit troyblackvideos.com.